Have you ever stopped to think how much we trust the unseen with what's important to us? And well, sadly, there's not much of an option because without that trust, you can't exist today in the digital world financially or maybe even personally in a variety of ways. When that trust fails, it always seems like you have to pay the price, doesn't it? My next guest is here with the details about an exception to that annoying rule regarding the credit reporting company Equifax and what they're being required to offer in the aftermath of their data breach. He's a credit repair specialist, CEO of the credit repair firm Better Qualified, Paul Oster. How are you today, Paul?
Oh, great. Thanks for having me on.
BetterQualified.com. Learn more about the services that Paul offers through Better Qualified. The Equifax data breach, I guess just for the totally uninitiated, what is Equifax? What's their business and what is their function?
Sure. Equifax is one of the big three credit bureaus that collect a lot of our data that pertains to credit cards, financial obligations, and they take that information and they give it to the Fair Isaac Corporation that comes up with our credit scores. So there are two other corporations, TransUnion and Experian, and between the three of them, they make up the big three of the credit bureaus.
So with that process, that function being said, you do not necessarily have to have had any direct business or contact with Equifax to have been a victim of this breach.
That's right. Unfortunately, we're kind of all clients of Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. Whether or not we know it, our creditors are reporting this information to the credit bureau. So basically, anytime you sign a contract with any of these finance companies, certainly the big finance companies, the banks, the mortgage companies, you're giving them permission to share that information with these repositories and data collection companies.
And this was a breach that happened back in 2017. Well, did it happen in 2017 or was that the time of the settlement?
No, 2017 was the time of the breach. This was one of the largest breaches we've had, and it took quite some time for them to come to an agreement with the FTC, the CFPB, as to what Equifax should be responsible for. The problem that I'm seeing already is that the FTC is changing the terms and conditions that they first put out there for us as consumers. So they opened up the claims process, and in the beginning they said, hey, you know, each consumer is eligible for $125 one-time cash payout or 10 years of credit monitoring. Well, they've had an overwhelming response to the claims administrator, and now they're saying, you know what, it's going to be significantly less than $125. So I'm always the first person to say, as consumers, we have to take the reins. We have to be in control of this situation. Look, it's been proven over and over. The government is not going to help you when it comes to data breaches. They can't even protect their own data. So it's up to us as consumers to do whatever we can to help ourselves.
I guess as opposed to too big to fail, we have a case of too big to be trusted.
No, absolutely. And again, nobody really knew how much information, you know, that these credit bureaus were gathering on us. And one of the first things that struck me was, why do they have our phone numbers? I never gave Equifax my phone number. But yet somehow, some way, through these data aggregators, so Equifax works with hundreds, if not thousands, of other companies, social media companies, to get other information. So they take all these pieces of the puzzle, they put it together, and they create you, your profile. And people say, well, who cares if they have your phone number? Who cares if they have your email address, your home address? Well, what happens is they start to, and I say them, the identity thieves, right? The hackers, they might send you a phishing email. So they look at your credit report and they know that you have a Capital One account. They know that you have a Wells Fargo account. So they might come up with an email. It's called a phishing email. It looks like it's being sent from the bank and it says, hey, listen, Paul, unfortunately, there has been a data breach and your account was compromised. Please click on this link so we can help protect your account. First of all, when you click on the link, you could be infecting your computer, your phone, your laptop with a virus. Once you click on the link, you might then fill out a form where you're giving them all your other information. They might ask for your account number. They might ask for your password. They might ask for your Social Security number. So it's not, typically it's not a one-step process, but it's a multi-tiered approach from these identity thieves. And once they have your information, they could assume your identity. True name identity theft is by far the worst case scenario when it comes to identity theft. They can certainly take over your accounts. They can certainly use your credit cards. They can file fraudulent tax returns in your on your Social Security number. They can claim your Social Security benefits. So it really becomes a nuisance and a real problem for the victims of identity theft.
Talking with Paul Auster, who is a credit repair specialist and CEO of the credit repair firm Better Qualified, their website, betterqualified.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I've also seen a lot of those phishing emails supposedly coming from Facebook saying your Facebook account has been hacked. Please, suppliers, just reconfirm your username and password. Well, why are people doing this? Well, where do we voluntarily put way too much of our personal information on our social media pages?
Oh, listen, the social media has become a treasure trove for the identity thieves. Every single app that we download on our mobile devices or our PCs, when it's coming across, you know, allow or deny, we all say allow, because sometimes if you deny the permission, you can't use the app. So we say, okay, well, big deal, I'm going to give them permission. I'm going to give them permission. And then you have people saying, you know, I was talking about buying a weed whacker yesterday, and all of a sudden I got tons of advertisements on my Facebook page for weed whackers. How did that happen? Well, you gave them permission to use the microphone on your phone. You gave them permission to use your camera. You gave them permission to see your contacts, control your emails. So we've, you know, we've really sacrificed our privacy for convenience, for social media, you know, to keep up with the Joneses. A lot of times, and I'm not always the most popular guy in the room when I say, we are part of the problem, right? As consumers, we've sacrificed privacy for convenience, and we're literally giving our information away at this point in time.
Now, what Equifax has done, they've set up a website, EquifaxBreachSettlement.com. You have to enter your last name, last six digits of your Social Security number on the site, or you can call. They have an toll-free number, 833 toll-free number that you see on the site as well. And like Paul said, the initial promise was $125 or 10 years of free credit monitoring. I think they're trying to push the service more than the cash. And you have until January 22nd, 2020 to figure this all out. So that being said, Paul, if you are one of those who were violated, what should you be looking for?
Well, one of the first things that you should do is go to annualcreditreport.com. Again, that's annualcreditreport.com. That's the FTC's website that gives us all one free look at our reports every 12 months. You will not get your credit scores for free, but you don't need them. The most important thing is the information that's on those reports. And you should be looking for AKAs, also known as, you know, if you see other names on your credit report that are associated with your Social Security number, that's a red flag for identity theft. If you see addresses on that credit report that you don't recognize, that's an immediate red flag for identity theft. You might want to also consider putting a security freeze on your credit reports. No one, including you, can access your credit reports, which means you can't open a new account because the creditor is going to want to pull your credit in order to do that while there's a security freeze on there. But, you know, you mentioned one of the things that Equifax is asking for. By giving them the last six digits of your Social Security number, you know, make sure, I wouldn't advise anyone to do that in the first place, and here's why. The first three digits of your Social Security number are geographical. So it wouldn't be so hard for an identity thief, if they stole the first six digits of your Social Security number, to put the piece together and have all nine digits of your Social Security number.
Right.
So if if you're going to do this, if you're going to file a claim, if you're going to check to see if you were a victim, I tell everybody, assume that you were a victim. Because if you weren't a victim of the Equifax data breach, you were a victim of the Home Depot data breach. You were a victim of the Horizon Blue Cross data breach. You were a victim of the Department of Homeland Security data breach. So just assume that your information has been compromised. It's on the dark web. It's being sold on the black market. Assume that, and then go from there. And if you're doing any of this, do not do it on a mobile device. Do not do it wirelessly. Do not do it over Wi-Fi. Even a password-protected Wi-Fi is wide open to these identity thieves. They have all of the tools necessary to hack into any Wi-Fi and literally steal every keystroke that you're making. One of the easiest things, one of the best things everybody can do, because look, I'm a realist, I get it. Everybody's on their cell phones, laptops, mobile devices all day, every day. Download a VPN, a virtual private network, today. Do it right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Download a VPN. You can get a very good VPN for free. So what happens is when you're on Wi-Fi and you have a VPN activated, the information goes into the VPN first. It gets encrypted before it gets sent out onto the Wi-Fi. And you can do yourself a great service by simply downloading a free VPN on your cell phones or mobile devices.
And that's one thing people forget. They don't realize the importance of treating their smartphones as if it was a laptop, tablet, or a desktop computer, because they're basically right now the same thing.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they don't have, even our PCs are susceptible to data breaches and hacking. Our phones have far less firewalls and antivirus and malwares built into them. They're not as robust as our PCs, and yet, like you said, we certainly treat our mobile devices as if it was our desktop and PC.
There's some of the reasons why you have some, if you have some problems with your credit situation, you contact Better Qualify, because as you hear Paul talking, he knows where to look and knows what to do. Find out more about his services at betterqualify.com. Paul Oster, thanks for being here today.
Hey, and one last thing. We did put together the Data Breach Survival Guide, which can be found at betterqualify.com/safe. So if you go to the website and you want information on the survival guide, it talks about Equifax. It has all the contact information. And we also talk about security freezes, fraud alerts, and everything you need to know to certainly try and help protect your data.
Yes, betterqualified.com. Paul Oster, thanks again. You really helped a lot of people out by getting a better grip of understanding of what's been happening with their credit reports. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.